The Cipher of Habakkuk, Chapter 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see, O Yahweh, how long shall I cry, and you will not listen? I cry out to you violence, and you do not rescue. Why do you show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For plundering and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the Torah ceases, and right ruling never goes forth. For the wicked surrounds the right ruling, therefore wrong ruling proceeds. Behold yourself among the nations, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. For behold, I raise up the Kasdim, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land, to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as an eagle that hurry to eat. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the sovereigns, and the princes shall be a scorn to them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing his power to his mighty one. Are you not from everlasting, O Yahweh, my power, my set apart one? You shall not die, O Yahweh. You have appointed them for judgment, and O mighty Elohim, you have established them for correction. You are of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on iniquity. Why do you look upon them that deal treacherously, and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a man that is more right ruling than he, and make men as the fishes of the sea, as the crawling things that have no ruler over them? They take up all of them with the hook. They catch them in their net and gather them in their dragnet. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice to their net and burn incense to their dragnet, because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nations?